Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 16. From then on, only half my men worked, while the other half stood guard with spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. There's no question that Nehemiah trusted in God. He was absolutely convinced that God was on his side, that he was going to succeed in constructing the walls of Jerusalem. He also knew that he had to work incredibly hard and to ensure that the city and its people were adequately defended. The opposition became so intense that he had to halve his workforce in order to release men to stand on guard. It must have been very frustrating not having everyone working on the wall, but he knew that it was vital for his workers to have adequate protection. Every now and again, I hear people say that because they trust God, they don't need to have insurance or make plans for the future. This sounds very spiritual and impressive on first hearing, but I don't believe that that's how God intends us to live our lives. It certainly wasn't the way Nehemiah lived. He could have said that his God was so great and mighty that they could leave it to him to defend them, but he didn't. He put in place an impressive plan to defend the city. It's the same when you look at the life of the Apostle Paul. There's no doubting his complete confidence in God, but he worked night and day, not only at his ministry, but also at his tent making. His hard work was an expression of his love for God and his desire to give only his best. Today, God invites you and me to trust him completely and at the same time to work hard and to put in place good plans. In this way, we truly live in covenant partnership with God. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we trust you with the whole of our lives. Help us always to be willing to work hard for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.